Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's McDavid. Out for Nugent Hopkins. Out of the point, Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins with it. Here's McDavid.
Kenny Albert, TNT, Edmonton 4, Florida 3, Draisaitl, 31 seconds left in overtime, and that comes on the heels of a dreaded delay of game, puck over the glass penalty by Florida's Nosek about a minute prior. Embarrassingly, I must tell you, a coworker and I were just walking around the office, and he said, "What did you think of the game last night?" I said, "I didn't see it.
I don't have the channel.
I don't have TNT." He's like, "Oh." I think he was processing, like, you don't have...
How do you... What? Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to see the finals, I guess. I just can't handle any more of these streams. Like,
yeah.
And TNT has the French Open, which I would like to be watching, too. So, I'm not willing to juggle... Cancel yeah. one, sign up here, then cancel that, then sign up, go back there. I just will not.
Yeah, I did that last year for the playoffs because of TNT. I had YouTube TV, which has that channel, but doesn't have the Sabres on MSG, which is why I have Fubo as my main streamer. But since then, because our friend Nick Bakay had a show on Max/HBO, which is now rebranding itself back to HBO Max, I think, so yay. That'll surely end the confusion about what to call it, I'll bet. I got that, and I've kept it, and that's how I'm getting the hockey. So I'm justifying keeping another app that's, I don't even know, somewhere between $10 and $20. I don't think it's more than $20. It's definitely not more than $20 a month, but it's probably more than $10. I don't even know for sure. You know, because who cares about money when you're working in AM radio in Buffalo? I'm justifying keeping that subscription because I can get the hockey. But, you know, that'll end in another week. So I don't know what I'll do.
Yep.
Maybe I'll bail.
Sal's going to join us at 5.
Great.
Can I tell you my idea last night when I wasn't watching the Stanley Cup Finals and I was watching The Dish with Kish and then eventually Super Bowl 7?
You can, just real quick. TNT was really aggravating me earlier. First round of the playoffs, they didn't have broadcast crews in Canadian buildings, and I just thought that was like just so embarrassing and lazy. It maybe the very day that I went off on it finally on the air that evening, Darren Pang and whoever they were there. Like Darren Pang was between the benches in Winnipeg or somewhere anyway. So they stopped. I don't think it was because I was yelling about it. Obviously,
I'm sure it wasn't.
But they changed. Me too. So that said, the coverage they are. Obliterating ESPN.
Oh yeah,
and that's not this. Like I like Sean. My favorite crew doing a game would be McDonough and Ray Ferraro, and they're ESPN. But everything else around it, Like, Kenny Albert's excellent. I don't have much time for Ed Olchuk, really. I like Brian Boucher. I was relieved when the game started. I'm like, as long as you keep Darren Pang out of my hair, but there he is, like, with a report from the Zamboni entrance or something. Like, oh, my God, he makes me insane. Oh, but overall, the production, the pregame, the intro last night was just tremendous. I think they're doing a really good job with hockey, Turner. I really like what they're doing. How it all looks and sounds.
I wish him well.
All right, what was your idea?
Keep telling me about it.
Right. Sorry, it was an ad for you to make sure you find your way to TNT at some point. No.
I watched like five things, and two of them I can't get on my main service. Why don't I just replace it? I get frustrated by it all so easily.
Yeah.
I feel like I cannot win the war, you know? It's just going to be, like I said, I'll add something and then that'll go away and I'll just I just don't have the energy, I think, to sort of keep on the front of my feet when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am going to drown in it.
Yeah, I am really bad at adding and deleting and playing that game. I just don't keep after it at all. So I totally get that. I did not. In fact, it may have taken me like a week or two after the playoffs ended last year to remember, oh, I got to cancel that YouTube thing. Like, I don't need that anymore. That's, you know, $70 a month or something. Like, get out of here with that.
Last night, I had enough time. I know I did a draft late last night. It was probably around then, 10, 11 o'clock, where I started my notes for today, which I usually, like, 4 to 5 days, I will not do that until the day of. But last night, because of this one idea, I had to go ahead and make a 6/5/25 document. Because, and I wish I could remember why I had the thought, if there was some news about him. There was news about him today, and it wasn't out last night. Anthony Richardson is going to be out, Indianapolis quarterback, through into training camp. The coach hopes to have him back for training camp because of a shoulder injury. This is a shoulder that shut down his season 2 years ago very suddenly. Well, I guess that's what's going to happen, right? But it was a game where he had scored a couple of rushing touchdowns against the Texans, I believe. And then maybe even on the second one of those plays, he went down and, you know, Richardson, like, out for the year. Rookie, he was showing some promise, needed a lot of work, raw, right? But out for the year. AC joint, just like a huge bummer. Now he's got an injury to the same shoulder. One of my co-hosts on ADP Chasing, Jacob Sanderson, is a Colts fan. And he has been, you know, these guys have takes. He has been strong since whenever they signed Daniel Jones, months, that Daniel Jones would start week one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are, and this is a guy who's listening to every press conference, consuming all the content. Like, I'm telling you, the Richardson thing is over. They're going to turn to Daniel Jones. Now, we don't know if he would have been right, but he had convinced me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was because in this draft, I've been drafting Daniel Jones, who goes like, after all the starters go, people just don't even look at quarterback anymore. And like, well, this guy's probably, I feel like Jacob's probably right. He's going to start week one. Now, almost definitely he is. One of the key words in the coach comments has been consistency. They've got a competition that they set up there, and they want to see consistency. Well, Anthony Richardson is not going to afford, he is not going to impress in that area. What he is going to give you is the chance for real upside, and he's also a huge organizational investment. Consistency is not it. I made a special, you know, case of getting the sheet ready for today that the Bills should trade for Anthony Richardson. Now, he has a shoulder injury, and I have no idea, like, what would a trade for him be? The Niners and Trey Lance, who was a high pick, similar, they got to a point where they were out. And that's after...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brock Purdy showed up as the very last pick of his draft and did well. And so they traded Lance the following offseason to Dallas for a 4th-round pick. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, sunk costs. But we don't need him anymore. Purdy's going to be our guy. Goodbye. Now, this is Daniel Jones. But I wonder, and now there's an injury, but I wonder if the Colts would want to move him. And if they do, it's cheap. And I just think, like, when the Bills played, you know what I'm going to say next, I think. When the Bills played Indianapolis last year, Joe Flacco got that game. Richardson was healthy. And they had 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1 in that game. There were 2 or 3 plays where the Colts could not convert.
Never thought to use them.
They never put them in. Like, it's just insane that a team would be so stubborn or stupid to not use a guy like that in those situations. You know, it's not the tush-push exactly, but it's almost, he's unstoppable. So big, you would just think you'd have a much better chance of converting those plays with Richardson. I just think some team could use him like that
and maybe
get more out of him and develop him.
That team being the Bills, I don't think is insane. Because we talked about it yesterday. It comes up every offseason at some point, and you know, however much you want to invest in the conversation, that often depends on maybe the mood we're in and what sort of mood the fans are in and what kind of input we get. But limiting Josh Allen's running, either through a measured tactical decision, we want to have him do this less because he's getting older, and we want him to have less wear and tear on his body and expose him to less injury or whatever, or it's just going to happen naturally as he it will at some point unless he's superhuman. I just don't expect him to be leaping over tall linebackers in a single bound 3 years from now anymore. I just don't think he'll be that player anymore. Richardson, I mean. It's a pretty long view, but he's a way to keep that part of your offense relatively intact. Now, you're losing, the part of the brilliance of having a guy like Allen is you just never know when it's coming necessarily, although on 3rd or 4th-and-1, it's pretty easy to diagnose when it's coming. And so if nothing less, you use the player for that. But having a runner as an option as a backup quarterback isn't a terrible fit to me. The question I would want to know, and I can't possibly know this, I don't want to base my entire judgment on whether or not this is a good idea on him removing himself from the game last year because he was tired. Like my overreaction to that is, how many other things does he not understand about the way football works? Like, is this just a guy that just doesn't get it on numerous levels, right? Maybe not just football. Is he just lacking for some sort of natural social interaction intelligence or something? I don't really need a guy like that on my team as a backup quarterback or really as holding water bottles, frankly. But if
if all of that is just a gross overreaction to a mistake that was embarrassing and you should know better if you're going to play quarterback in high school or college and now in the NFL. But if those boxes could get checked in a way that, like, you could sign off on it, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But that's a big if to me. Like, I would need to know that this isn't just some lost sheep who's collecting a check.
Yeah. There would be a range of opinions on that, just like there was on the outside, on what that play was, that decision was.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ross, maybe Eric Wood, like, Ross went in on him. Just football guys, they don't want to hear it. You take yourself out. And my thing the whole time was just stay down. You know,
yeah.
get up limping or something.
I'm definitely with the football guys. I mean, not that I needed to really clarify, I think you know that. Like and I'm not always, but like in this case, I just, dude, you know, like what? Well, so now, I mean, I think without the injury, he was still losing that job, like your friend was saying. And I feel like that all really started to unravel for him in that moment.
Yeah,
like that is a damaging thing within a team framework. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if they'd like to move him. I mean, he's damaged now, so I doubt anything happens maybe until that's cleared up. So we'll see maybe later in the summer. But I'm not completely closed down to it because I loved the prospect. The athlete was very intriguing.
He's not really tradable now. That's a huge sell low with the injury.
Right.
The injury... It's a shoulder thing, like kind of like Watson, where it might make you wonder if he's going to make it physically. You can't just keep getting your passing arm shoulder injured and you just have it just go on like you were. Sal's coming up at 5. We might throw this at him. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.